social media freedom. So let's talk about how to free yourself from social media during your digital detox. Social media, let's be honest, is one of the main distractions that people want to escape when they do a digital detox. In fact, it's one of the reasons that people want to do this in the first place. Oftentimes, it's because of the endless back and forth social media. Oh my God, where's my time going? I've spent hours and hours on Facebook, Instagram, this and that, and this and that. And that's the motivation. So, like the other parts of this program, we've been talking about how to liberate yourself from email, from open loops with other people, and all these other things. Social media is one of those things that if you have these back and forth conversations, or if people expect you to post things, or people expect you to be replying to stuff, all these different traps that are designed in the social media platform, we have to have a strategy to get out of it. So of course, you know, pulling the plug, not having the internet at all, not having a cell phone, is going to remove your capacity to engage with social media. So for some people, you don't need to do anything at all because you just can't do anything. So that's the end of it. But for other people, there's open loops in social media. People might be upset, and so we need to close the account. So there's various different ways of doing this, and we're going to go through that in a moment. So social media, like I said, is one of the main reasons people want to do a digital detox. In fact, for most people, if all they did was remove social media from their life, they would be profoundly liberated. So to close the endlessly open social media loop, you have a few options. So as I share these things, bear in mind I'm going to talk mostly about Facebook, but this of course applies to all the other social media platforms as well. The companies who run social media platforms design them specifically to create constant open loops. They want you to have endless messages and endless things that you haven't quite resolved, so that you want to go back because you need to try and resolve them. So there's all sorts of conversations that you're half having with various people. You're perhaps wondering what's going to happen with so-and-so. Social media creates an ambient awareness, is what it's called, where we are aware of what various people are doing through the news feed. And so you kind of get to spy on people's lives and have an ambient, abstract awareness of the patterns that they do, when they post, what times of day, what kind of things. So it's sort of like being at a party and eavesdropping on various conversations at the same time. And this creates a very addictive situation where people feel, when they don't have it, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. I'm fear of missing out, FOMO, fear of missing out. What am I missing out on? I'm not going to see this. I'm not going to see this. So it's designed to be highly addictive. And then, of course, there's multiple platforms. So you can have all kinds of, you know, spinning plates in different areas going round and round and round and round and round and round and round. So just understand that this is designed to do that to us all. All right. I'm very aware of this. I've seen it myself. I'm still, I put my hand up in the air, I'm still to some degree addicted to social media and pointless entertainment. I have to admit it. I haven't fully overcome the pull towards it because they've done such a good job of getting me addicted. My brain is wired to want to check that stuff out, and it just takes a certain amount of time to fully free yourself so you're not connected to it. And then when you do re-engage, it rewires you to be more addicted. So you know, this stuff is pretty lethal. So let's talk about how you can free yourself from social media. Understanding that they are making you anxious and making you fear that you're missing out on something special is really essential. Just knowing that in advance makes it easier. So you realize there's nothing I'm really losing. It's just that I've been brainwashed and conditioned to feel like I'm missing out. So when you remind yourself of that, it's very helpful. This neutralizes the harmful effects because you know the evil scheme. And when I say evil scheme, I'm kind of saying it in a tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny way, but I'm also being quite serious because the people who design these platforms are consciously triggering the lower parts of our behavior, lower parts of our psyche, to get us addicted. And frankly, that is almost the definition of an evil scheme. An evil scheme is to work out a secret plan to achieve an evil or illegal end, right? So it's not illegal, but it's getting us addicted to using certain software and doing certain things so that those companies gain control over us, sell our data to big business, and end up making billions and billions of dollars. So we're working for free for big corporations. So just bear that in mind, right? So when you feel, I need to use Facebook, I need to use social media, just remember that you have been scammed and schemed into becoming an addict and basically making other people very rich whilst you lose your own power. And just having that consciousness kind of takes some of the charm out of it and kind of puts it into perspective of what we are actually dealing with. So all that said, here's a few practical ways to close and end the open loops of social media so you can enjoy your freedom, your digital detox, and while you're not using this stuff, you can know that everything's going to be all right. Number one, the easy lazy method. Easy lazy method is to just log out of your social media account and don't say anything, because you're going to not have your internet, you're not going to have your phone, so you can't log in anyway. So you just log out of your account. You don't even have to log out, you can just do nothing. And this might be the best thing for more casual users of social media who use it less than once a day. So the chances are, if you just take a week off social media, frankly, most people won't notice. There's no big deal. For friends and family and close people, you've already contacted them. We've talked about this in another session. So they know that they can contact you in other ways or that you're not available for a week. So if you're not like a hardcore social media addict and you don't use it all the time, then you could probably just do nothing and it'll be perfectly fine. So the easy lazy method is basically do nothing and don't worry about it. Secondly, is the impress your friends method. This is where you tell social media followers that you are doing a digital detox. This method can be quite successful in a number of ways. When you say something publicly, you will want to be consistent with what you've said. So by telling others that you're doing a digital detox, you will make it very hard to go back online and post anything. So the benefit of sharing this publicly is that you'll be held accountable by the social pressure to stay off social media. And people will call you out if for whatever reason you go on and post something or check something, right? I've said this before, I'm not going to use social media, and then I've used it, and then people have said, oh look, you've used it already, and they kind of like attack you and hold you accountable. So in my case, I've realized that it's a great method. You know, I did this once and I wasn't going to do it at that time. I'm not going to make any excuses, but for various reasons, I posted something and I was called out. It was good, right? So if you do this, it makes it very difficult for you to actually use social media. This same method, by the way, can be used later on when you just want to use it less. So here's how you can do this. Number one is that you add the digital detox social media badge to your profile picture. So in this course, there is we have a list of images that you can upload. You just go to Facebook, click on your profile picture, and hit upload picture from your desktop, and you can upload one of these pictures. We have many different ones to choose from that basically announce that you are doing a digital detox so that everyone knows. Then you can add a little message, write a little post that basically says something like, hi, I'm away doing a digital detox now to gain new perspectives enjoy my time offline and have some wonderful fun. I'll be back when I'm back. Love, so and so. P.S. If you want to do a digital detox, you know, go here. If you want to encourage someone else to do it, you know, there you can send them to the digital detox website where we have a bunch of free stuff to help them do a digital detox as well. digitaldetox.io. You don't have to obviously promote any websites. You can just tell them, I'm doing a digital detox. See you later. So the public method is pretty simple. You upload a picture and then you just write a post saying, I'm out of here. Blessings. See you later. And that holds you accountable and everyone knows, you know. And you might inspire people, yeah. It'll be helpful for others as well because, frankly, most people are addicts to this stuff and are not willing to admit it. Number three is the worried about virtual relationships method. What does it mean? It means that if you have a variety of ongoing conversations with peripheral friends, maybe you talk to some people every day or every couple of days, and if you just drop off the map, they might be worried about you, then you may decide this is a good method. So if there's people who are worried, just send them a little message, a Facebook message or whatever the platform has different messages. Send them a message saying that I'm going to be away for a little bit and many blessings. Now, before you do this, by the way, only do it if absolutely necessary. Otherwise, you'll waste your time, create more open loops, and get caught up in conversations with people about why you're doing a digital detox. So if you're regularly in contact with various people on social media and you go and message all of these people, I'm doing a digital detox, I'm going to be away, I'm going to be away, like with 20 people, 50 people, you could end up with a lot more open loops and a lot more conversations than it would have happened if you'd done nothing, right? So I recommend you don't do this unless absolutely necessary with very specific people, okay? Most of the time, less is more. I'm just bringing this up in case you have any worries about these things, and we're just going to address them in advance. Worth mentioning that if you are going to tell people that I'm doing a digital detox, I'm being away, be prepared for people freaking out slightly. I have personally witnessed people getting a little bit threatened, a little bit offensive, a little bit defensive when I've told them I'm doing a digital detox. And the reason is that it's kind of like going into a bar and announcing that you're giving up drinking, or going into a smoker's lounge and telling everyone you don't smoke anymore. Because you're using the platform that people are on and saying, I don't do this stuff anymore, see you later. And people will, you know, of course they're there. Do you see what I mean? It's like going into a drug den and saying, I don't do drugs, or going into a bar, I don't drink. Right? So you wouldn't want to announce it publicly unless, you know, you're willing to deal with the consequences. Okay, we've talked about announcing it publicly in the last one. I'm just bringing this up now to make sure you understand the consequences. Some people will be defensive. Oh, yeah, but it's good and it's that. And they'll give you hundreds of reasons to justify why it's the best ever. You know, you didn't ask their opinion, but of course these things come up. The same thing would happen if you did go into a bar and said, I don't drink anymore, I'm not going to be here anymore. Oh, why not? We'll miss you. What are you going to do? So only mention this to people personally or in public if you're willing to deal with the consequences of it. Otherwise, just do nothing. If you are going to write a message to certain people because they will genuinely be worried about you, then you can just say, hi, just want you to know I'm doing a digital detox for X amount of time. I won't be on social media. So if you don't hear from me or if I don't get back to your messages, that's why, because I'm away from the internet. I'm taking time to enjoy my life offline and all the wonderful things. It's very exciting. And then if you want to encourage them to do a digital detox, then you can say, well, go to this website and you can download the free digital detox, the short version of this course, and many blessings, or whatever you want to say. You know, whatever message you want to write, it's up to you. But if you want to do this, then that's how you do it. You pick the few people who you feel need to know this, and you just message them in the messenger. And the final method, the hardcore method. Hardcore method is to deactivate your account, not delete, deactivate, and relax knowing that no one can contact you. I've personally found this probably the best method. Sometimes you just have to pull the plug totally and have nothing to do with it. Because if you keep your account live, right, and active, and you're used to people messaging you, then every day that goes by, you end up with more messages, you end up with more notifications, you end up with more stuff going on. If you deactivate your account, it's almost like you don't have an account. You can do this with Facebook. I'm not sure if you can do it with all the other ones. I haven't looked into it, but you probably can. So when you deactivate Facebook, what happens is it looks like you don't have an account to other people. So if they type in your name and hit return, nothing will show up. And if they try and look at any posts you've done or anything that's happened, there's nothing there. Everything has basically disappeared. So what this does is it takes out any worry that you're missing out on anything, because nothing's happening at all. So if you want to do that, then you just basically... You might need to search how to do this with different platforms, because they keep changing where the buttons are. They make it a little bit difficult for you to do this, because obviously they don't want you to deactivate your account. They don't want you to delete your account. They want you to be using it all the time. So you know, whatever the platform is, how do I deactivate Facebook? How do I deactivate Instagram? How do I deactivate LinkedIn? How do I deactivate blah, 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 right? Each one has its own thing. Google will tell you the answer. There's going to be methods. That can be really wonderful, really freeing. So if you want to do that, then just go ahead and do it. So quick recap. There are four methods you can use to deal with Facebook and other social media accounts. Method one is the easy, lazy method, which is you do nothing at all. Don't do anything at all. No messages to anyone, no posts, nothing. You just turn off your internet, get rid of your internet box like we talked about before, and that's it. Job done. It's probably the best one for most people. Second one is impress your friends or even trigger your friends method, which is where you publicly write, I'm taking a digital detox, you know, blessings to you all, I'm out of here. That can be helpful to kind of reestablish your self-image that you're someone who doesn't do this stuff. Only downside is you might have some people complaining about it or trying to justify their behavior or wanting you to use it more. But, you know, you can put up with that and don't worry about it. End of the day, it probably helps some people, because most people, when I've written this, most people have said, well, I probably should do that as well. Yeah, I got a problem with it. Good luck to you. You know, congratulations. And then you get a few people saying, Facebook's so important. I don't know how I'll live without you. You know, then the third method is if you have certain people who you have back and forth relationships with, or if there's certain things going on that people will be genuinely worried about you not being there, then you can just send some messages to people and say, don't worry, I'm going on a digital detox, see you later. And remember, only do this if it's absolutely necessary. There probably aren't that many people who need to know what you're doing on social media. So there's no point in doing anything unless you feel it's needed. It's completely up to you. Fourth method is the hardcore method, where you basically log into your account and go and find the deactivate button. And this is where it looks like you've basically deleted your account. If you want to take this a step further and you've had absolutely enough and you want nothing to do with this anymore, then you could go ahead and just delete it. Now, I haven't recommended that, you know, in this specifically, because you might want to deactivate it first, get a feel for it, do your digital detox, think about things, and then if you want to delete it later on, then you can do it. It would be unfortunate if you decided to delete it and then you realize that you didn't want to delete it. It's kind of like cutting your hair really short if it's long. You want to think about these things before you do it. If it is right for you to delete it, fair enough, then you can go ahead and do that. So just pick a method. My method for breaking free from social media is 1, 2, 3, or 4. You know, which method do you want to use? Pick the right method for you and leave it at that. So there you have it. For most people, perhaps you don't need all this stuff, but I know some people freak out. This is a big deal for a lot of people. So we're giving you all the information you could possibly need, removing all these open loops and potential worries and what about this and what about that, so you can finally relax. It's kind of like going on vacation. When you leave, the last thing you want when you go on vacation is, oh my God, I left the oven on. Oh my God, I forgot to do this thing. Oh my God. And then it ruins the experience, you know. So you can take care of these things first, get it all taken care of, so that when you actually do pull the plug for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can just enjoy it. So there's nothing lingering on your mind. So that's why we've invested all this time in getting this right. Congratulations. Go ahead and implement this when you're ready for the digital detox. Just do this, you know, a few days before or on the day that you do it. Get it all done and free yourself so you can enjoy everything else in life. Many blessings, and I'll talk to you in the next session.